Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Johnny Angel.
Johnny Angel.
Johnny Angel.
You're an angel to me. Johnny Angel.
We know that's not true. Anyway, folks, good news. We've moved up the schedule today, as I had promised. We have some freedom fighters in studio. None other than Bonita Shreve, a.k.a. Rambo Smurf. I'll ask you about that shortly, Bonita. And her compatriot in an effort to push back. That's how I'm, Don Quarles. So good morning, Don.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bonita. And let's...
Good morning, sir.
I don't mean disrespectful. I just had a caller who says we all deserve respect. And I do have respect for you because you certainly have earned it, in my estimation. But please explain the term, Bonita Shreve, Rambo Smurf, which is applied to you.
Yes, sir. Well, I was in the United States Army. And because I'm... Like, when I joined, I was 4'10". I'm a little bit shorter now because of rucksacks, carrying rucksacks. But Drill Sergeant Duran, he was larger than life. He'd always call me Rambo Smurf.
How many years did you serve?
Sir, I served 16 years in the United States Army.
Well, thank you so much for that. I've mentioned this before. I did not deserve any respect in my 20s. I was a selfish, self-centered, hippie type of guy. And though my parents encouraged me to enlist, I passed and they had stopped the draft. So I have now my biggest regret is clear in my mind. And That's water under the bridge. But thank you so much for your service. And you're now championing an effort here in Blair County to make us a Second Amendment sanctuary county. Could you explain what that is and what motivated you to get into this effort?
Yes, sir. I feel like it's a calling from the Lord. It's definitely like a David versus Goliath. Because from a young age, my mother being Korean, she has lived through North Korea being communist and where they didn't have weapons to defend themselves. So from a young age, when I was born in America, I'm a U.S. citizen, born, birthright here, and my mother taught me from a young age to love America, to defend America, that we should never go in a route of giving up our weapons. My father was U.S. Army also. So therefore, I learned from a young age. So it's a passion in my heart, the America freedom, the freedoms that we have in America, the liberty that we have. We do not know what is happening. We are at the crossroads in America. It's time that we just defend our country and defend the rights and our liberties and our freedoms, or we're going to lose it.
Well, what I like best about this is we are under assault, and from every direction you can imagine, whether it's the corporate boardroom or the academia or among politicians, for heaven's sakes, and everywhere else, this wokeism, this socialism, all of this has crept in. So we got to start taking a stand somewhere, and I can't think of any place better than on our Second Amendment rights, which is, again, not a constitutional right. It's a right from God that's constitutionally protected. And as the NRA likes to say, it's our first right. So does that make sense, Don, that we're going to take a stand where we can, and this is a great place to do it?
Yeah, I think that a lot of people have been very disillusioned with the way the election went. And you can debate the whether there was fraud or no fraud. But I think people who had seen that there was fraud in the presidential election in November feel very disenfranchised. And I think that it has been ingrained in our mind that we're just really tired of all this and we're not going to take it anymore. And we're going to start with Blair County, and we're going to start looking at Blair County and looking at people who are conservative-minded, who are liberty-minded. And that's where we plan to kind of start cleaning up. But I think the Second Amendment is the issue that we all love and we're all concerned about.
Yeah. And back to the election, I'm not going to judge whether it was legitimate or fraudulent. I kind of think it was going to be close regardless. But the problem is, the guy that got elected and the president and many other people that got elected have no qualms about taking our rights away and even, you know, lambasting us with his racist epithet and all sorts of other horrible things. But Bonina, let's get into the mechanics of this. So ultimately, you're correct me if I'm wrong here, but ultimately you're trying to get a ballot on the November.
Yes, I am trying to get a referendum on the ballot, and we are trying to make this, like you said, Blair County. So we can only get the petition between July 14th to August 4th.
All right, we'll get into that in a second. Sir. But what is the referendum that you'll be hoping to get on the ballot? What does it say?
That says how we want to make Blair County. We want to be into an intermunicipal agreement with Blair County so that our rights are protected for the Second Amendment.
So if this ballot were to pass in November, it would basically be a requirement on our county officials and law enforcement in Blair County to hold sacrosanct our Second Amendment rights, as well as the Pennsylvania constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Is that right?
Correct. But I do want people to realize we are not vigilantes. We are law-abiding citizens. We are trying to make sure that no other laws that come in infringe on our rights. We are law, like I said, we are law-abiding citizens. So the things that are already on the book, we're going to, you know, honor that. But anything new, like federal coming in to try to take our weapons, we're standing against that.
As well we all should. Again, we have this U.S. Constitution that says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. We have a state constitution that says the right to bear arms shall not be questioned. That's even more strongly worded. And yet there's all sorts of legislative proposals, and they exist in Harrisburg, too, but most common these days are coming out of Washington, D.C. And this initiative, this referendum, if it were to pass, would say to our Blair County governments, hey, those laws cannot be upheld, right?
That's correct. That is correct.
Mainly it's that no extra resources would be expended on enforcement of those laws by county officials, as I understand it.
So we're not given commands to our elected officials or law enforcement, but we are restricting the use of resources.
Yes.
To carry out or enforce what we call unconstitutional laws.
Yes. And of course, this is not bulletproof, John. We don't know that this is necessarily bulletproof because nobody has gone down this path before. So we're kind of blazing the trail here.
Yeah, and there's potential unintended consequences, and I want to talk about that, but I want to get into the practical matter here because there's a signature season, and we'll talk about that when we come back after the break. Folks, we're talking with Bonita Shreve and Don Coral on what it's going to take to make Blair County a Second Amendment sanctuary county. We'll be right back. Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Get on board, 946-0435. Your calls are next on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
All right, we're back talking with Bonita Shreve and Don Coral about making Blair County a Second Amendment sanctuary county. And really what the referendum would do, folks, is restrict county resources, both at the county level and municipal level, from being used to enforce unconstitutional laws. Is that okay? Did I say that pretty much right there, Bonita?
I believe so, yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right, now, this is not an easy thing to get on the ballot. In Pennsylvania, we make things very difficult for democracy to work, and ballot initiatives are the hardest. Statewide, you can't even do a popular ballot initiative. It has to go through the House and Senate of Pennsylvania. But in the county, we can. But tell us what your task is in getting those signatures.
Yes, sir. So my task is going to be between the 14th of July to the 4th of August. And listen, you need to be a registered voter, and you need to be registered to vote before the 3rd of May. So if you even think about trying to sign this petition, it's great that you like the Second Amendment, but if you are not registered to vote, by law, you cannot sign my petition. So
and
please.
It doesn't matter whether you have a party affiliation or no party affiliation. If you're a registered voter, you can sign the petition.
That is correct.
And what's the number you have to get?
I have to get about 3,500 signatures, which I believe is doable.
Okay, and that's based on some percentage of the recent elections?
Yeah, the last governor's race, 5% of the governor's race, people that voted in Blair County.
All right, and you're going to need another 1,000 or so for comfort in case
correct.
Anybody gets crazy and starts challenging.
That is correct.
So that's doable for sure, Benita and Don, but it's not going to be easy. I mean, you're basically looking 4,500 to 5,000 signatures in a three-week period. I wrote the dates down, July 14th to August 4th. Is that right?
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes.
And how are you going to reach out to people to get them to sign?
Yes. How I'm facilitating this, I actually have a Facebook page, and I'm already having 1,700 followers. What I want to facilitate is team leaders throughout each municipality. So if you're interested in being a team leader, get a hold of me because I want to have boots on ground, so to speak. When we go out there July 14th, I want to have team leaders and they can build their own teams to help me get signatures for this petition.
We're running out of time fast, but I did want to give a quick suggestion that you know, there's some sportsmen groups, and some of those folks, men and women, are really committed to this issue. So if you get them on your team and get them out there moving petitions, that would be great.
Yes.
Don, you had something you said to me during the break that you wanted to bring up, and I forget now what it was. Do you remember?
No.
Okay. Could have been too important. It's probably about unintended consequences, and this is a new thing, and we have to, you know, there. But I think we got to try. I mean, it's freedom's on the line these days.
It is on the line, and I think that people are in have a mindset now that they have been fed up with what's going on, and we have to be proactive. And so, if anybody is sitting on the sidelines about this, it's not the time to sit on the sidelines. It's the time to come out and be active and help us get those names.
Thanks, Don Curl. Benita Shreve, I want you back before the signature collection period so we can get the word out some more and maybe during the signature petition. But what's the Facebook? How do people find you on Facebook?
All you have to do is look up Blair County Second Amendment Coalition and you will find us.
Blair County Second Amendment Coalition. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much
for
having us.
All right. We'll be back with another hour of Two-Way Radio, but a big thanks to Benita Shreve, Don Curl. Folks, don't go away.
Show's over for now.